Welcome to the Insurance Journal Advertising and Marketing Podcast, or IJAM for short. I'm Julie Tenney, CMO here at Wells Media Group. I know a lot of you are blogging or you aspire to be bloggers, and so I thought it'd be helpful and fun to talk to somebody who's doing a really great job at it. So I invited IJ's top sponsored blogger to give us some insights, and she said yes. My guest today is Dana Kowchuk-Smith. She's the Chief Marketing Officer at PersonalUmbrella.com. And just a little background on Dana. She really does know what she's talking about. She was an independent agent, CSR, and an underwriter for a Fortune 500 wholesaler. She's a licensed Nevada agent and holds a CISR designation. And just a few fun facts about Dana. She loves music, concert, and dogs. So that means we could hang out if we were closer, because I love all those things. And she is a new member of the Northern Nevada Giving Tree, which is a philanthropic group in her hometown. So without further ado, welcome, Dana.
Hi, Julie. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, let me just jump right in here. You've been blogging on Insurance Journal since, I believe, 2015. That takes quite a bit of commitment. So what was your goal by, you know, making that commitment to blogging?
Well, I really didn't know anything about blogging. I just knew that it was something that was becoming super popular, and I was noticing other industry affiliates that were measuring some success from it. So we decided that we would try it out. We were given an opportunity through Insurance Journal to create a blog. And so our goal was to reach our audience, but also maybe reach audience members that that we had never heard about us before or heard about standalone personal umbrellas. So we thought blogging would be an interesting experiment to see if it was something that would work for us.
Well, it's been a great experiment. How do you choose the topics?
So a couple things go into it, but first we determine our blogging goals. Then we align our topics to those goals. Our overall marketing strategy is to educate the frontline salespeople, the producers, the CSRs, about standalone personal umbrellas, what they are, how their coverage works, how standalone umbrellas help insureds, and we wanted to provide them with everyday scenarios to better educate and explain the personal umbrella to an insured. And also we wanted to create a forum where we could make it easy for a CSR or producer to learn how to sell a standalone personal umbrella policy. The more the agent or the CSR makes the insured aware of super important coverages that they need, the more likely a strong and lasting relationship will be built between the two of them, and that just helps everybody.
Sure,
we found that our producers really love everyday examples, and for us, it's the claims examples. You really have to listen to your audience. We're unique because we only sell one line of business, but if a carrier sells multiple lines, they could invite someone from their other departments to contribute topic ideas to keep it fresh.
Sure. So now I can understand, I think, better than anybody how much you've got going on as a CMO, right? So how long does it take you to write one of these things?
So it doesn't take too long. It really depends on the topic and how much research and source material is available to you. So the more information that you have about the topic you want to write about really makes the process a lot easier. A great post doesn't have to take a really long time, but it should always be well thought out and edited. And I stress the edited part. It's a good idea to have a couple sets of eyes on it, so that way you can make sure that it's cohesive and that you're really using examples that resonate with the audience.
Got it. And you, or I guess, have you just Do you sit down, you write several of them, or do you sit down to do one? Like, do you set aside time? I keep coming back to that idea of time and how much. I know how valuable your time is. I know. So how do you do that? You just do them one at a time, or how does that work?
We do. I mean, yes, time is of the essence. There's never enough hours in the day.
Sure.
But we do carve out typically at the beginning of the month, or maybe at the end of the month, depending on, we always try to give ourselves at least a couple weeks to work on something. Not that it takes that long, but we try to give ourselves a couple weeks. So we will sit down and we'll carve out just about maybe 15 minutes. And we will brainstorm ideas together. And we will write them all down, and we'll save the list of topics so that way we can draw from them in the future. But we pick one topic for that month, and that's the one that we focus on. It would be, for us personally, it would be overwhelming to do several at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we choose one topic at the time. But we always have an idea file and save it for future blogging.
That's a good idea. With us being in the content business, a lot of people want to get in the content business, but it's hard. It's really hard to keep it fresh and to keep it interesting. One of the things that we know is how important the headline is, and you understand that too, you know. And I was realizing as I looked through your topics, your headlines, your subject lines, you have a lot of numbers in the top blogs, the ones that are getting the most traffic.
Yes.
So what do you think? Are those listicles? Are they here to stay?
Definitely. We have noticed with the limited attention span, and it's not limited attention span, but mostly limited time that the reader has, that everybody is facing, this type of content is so digestible, it becomes irresistible. It doesn't mean that bloggers should cheat and throw a quick list of just stuff together, though listicles should still have quality ideas and valuable content. But we definitely find that doing the list, it's very easy to absorb, and it's a lot of fun to share with other readers that maybe haven't read the blog before and stuff. We find that those stories are shared the most often. So people like lists. People like numbers.
That's right. And you also, I notice you appeal to curiosity as well in your topics. I pulled out some of my favorites.
Oh, great.
Okay, so 5 things not to do at Thanksgiving. I think that appeals to both curiosity and the listicle thing. It's like, well, what is that, you know? And how high is your insurance IQ? Well, that's terrific. Like, you know, everybody wants to know where they fall, right? Here's another
Absolutely.
One. Yeah, here's another one. When is the best time to sell umbrellas? It's a question. It's like, I don't know. I got to find out, right?
Yes.
Really smart.
Yes, yes.
Why carry an umbrella in the snow? Well, I don't know. I got to figure that out. And then here's my favorite. Dogs, horses, pigs, and skunks. Oh, my. I love that. Did you write that one?
No,
did you come up with that one?
No. I can't take credit for that. No, no. We have an advertising agency that does help me create some of those eye-catching headlines. They really have their finger on the pulse of what draws a reader in. So we do rely on them. We give suggestions and we ask for the general direction, but we have somebody on our team who is super creative. And we try to also keep it, our headlines to keep with the tone of our company culture. So we like to, you know, insurance is serious business, but we like to have fun with what we're doing. So we try to bring a sense of humor to things that we do, because sometimes it can get too serious. So try to bring that sense of humor into play and hope that it comes through in our blog, in our writing.
Agreed. And I think so many people, you know, in when they're doing content or when they're doing advertising, you know, they want to be really, really serious because it's insurance, and they want to have the marble columns and all that stuff. But the reality is, like, it doesn't matter if they're business people, they're people. They're humans.
And, yes.
And we enjoy.
Yes.
We enjoy fun things. So I think it's super, super smart what you guys are doing. I want to ask you about, like, other sources and other blogs. Do you try, you draw inspiration from other sites and blogs?
Yes, absolutely. We do our best to tie in current events and find inspiration in insurance industry sources that offer statistics on things like accidents and lawsuits. We've found that our audience really appreciates a lot of the statistics that we can bring to it. It also resonates with with the insureds. We also get a lot of questions from our CSRs and our producers that help us create content almost like frequently asked questions. So that way we can reach a broader audience. We know that if, you know, we're getting several questions from producers that are similar, there's others out there that maybe just haven't come forward with that question. So a blog, you know, it's the way that we can reach more of them. And we're also lucky because the insurance industry doesn't change too quickly. So evergreen posts are relevant even longer. We also take a look at our competitors to see if we can fill in any gaps between their content and ours.
Hmm.
So
it's interesting.
It's important to see what the – go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it seems like, it'd be really smart for agents to actually share your blogs with their insureds. That seems like a really good idea.
Yeah, and we invite our agents to do that. We've had them reach out to us and ask if they can share that material. So we have shared with them, you know, how they can share the insurance journal link for the blog on their website or sometimes in their emails when they're corresponding with their insureds. So they are repurposing our blog content, I mean, by using those links and sharing it with the ones that are relevant for insured-facing to the insureds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a great tool.
I guess, finally, you know, I have one last question for you, and that is, we've got a lot of people out there that are interested in creating great content, so can you give them some advice, Dana? If you're in the insurance industry, you're interested in creating content that's shareable, what do you have to say to them?
Just dive right in. If you've never done a blog before, maybe you haven't even been following blogs or reading them, I think it's something that they should give themselves the opportunity to try it out. They should define their blogging goals and commit to blogging for an entire year. It's not something that you should try once or twice and maybe not get the results that you were looking for up front and give up. It's something that you should really make a commitment with because you learn so much from it. You know, do you hope to get new customers? Do you want to connect with insureds? Do you want to gain followers on social media? Set those goals and mm-hmm. be conservative. Give yourself some room for growth. Set something measurable, like, for instance, your first one or two blogs you want at 10 page views and or 2 comments. And then just go out of your comfort zone. Try it. Our industry tends to stay in our lane, so it is very tempting to stay with tactics that are comfortable and can sometimes be outdated. So I would definitely say to, you know, just take that risk. We have an advertising agency that has been valuable in creating and analyzing our approach to content marketing. You know, if the blog doesn't meet your expectations, you can always repurpose the content you've created into something new, like an email campaign or a brochure. And there's always a learning curve. So just give yourself the opportunity to learn, ask for feedback and focus on the items that really resonate with your audience. But we've learned so much by the comments that we receive online. We also have agents that reach out to us separately and shoot us an email. And the blog lasts forever. So we've found that there are some of our agents that didn't know we had a blog and just started reading recently, and they go back and they've read they'll talk about the older ones. So it's something that's a little bit timeless.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I'm amazed how it drives traffic over time as well.
Yes.
And you know, to make that commitment to a year, and then just if you continue it like you did, even better, but to make at least a year-long commitment and then see that traffic drive year over year over year, it's kind of phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. You just have to give yourself the opportunity to gain traction, because there isn't any real right way or wrong way to do it. So you just learn as you go.
Excellent, excellent advice. Dana, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Really appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way.
You're welcome. If any of you would like to check out the Personal Umbrella blog, you can find it at insurancejournal.com/blogs/personal umbrella. Thanks again, Dana.